This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
If the driver of, say, a Lamborghini gets pulled over, they can laugh off a $200 fine, but it may be no laughing matter for a person struggling to make ends meet. Well, the California legislature is considering a proposal to link the cost of a traffic ticket to a person's ability to pay. From Los Angeles, Larry Boole reports.
California has some of the country's harshest penalties for minor traffic violations. Thanks to a host of automatic surcharges, a $100 ticket actually starts out at $490. Then, late fees can pile on. Failure to pay on time raises the price to $800, and then $1,100, and so on. Paul Tepper is executive director of the Western Center on Law and Poverty. He explains how a ticket for, say, not signaling, can start a person on a downward spiral.
If you can't pay the ticket, courts commonly suspend your license. Without a license, people can't go to work and frequently lose their jobs. If they're not working, they can't pay their ticket.
A bill that passed the California Senate recently lets judges drastically reduce fines for people earning up to 250% of the federal poverty level. That's about $30,000 a year for a single person. And it offers them payment plans to keep their licenses. The proposal covers minor moving violations, and it doesn't let truly bad drivers off the hook. Penalties for DUI or reckless driving are not affected. Senators who voted against the bill did not respond to a request for comment, but critics say that ending automatic license suspension might make it less likely violators will pay. The bill's author, Senator Bob Hertzberg, says people were actually more likely to pay under a recent two-year traffic amnesty that ended in April.
We got 250,000 people in California who got their licenses back, and the government got money that otherwise wouldn't have.
And when drivers keep their licenses and their jobs, the state collects more income taxes and pays out less in unemployment. Donald Shoup, a research professor of urban planning at UCLA, says the bill is about giving low-income Californians a break.
It's just bringing traffic fines more into line with everything else we do about helping poor people.
Governor Jerry Brown says suspended licenses and sky-high penalties can send people into a hellhole of desperation. He supports the change. In Los Angeles, I'm Larry Buell for Marketplace.